عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة، إن الله مع الصابرين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الظلم ظلمات يوم القيامة. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. لا سدر الشريف. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Respected elders and dear listeners, if we look into our lives, we will realize that each and every one of us, each and every one of us experiences both grief and happiness. From the time of Prophet Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till the last person that will come on this earth, each and every person goes through the moments of happiness and grief. A person cannot claim, or a person cannot think that, you know, the full life of his would be the same. After moments of happiness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change that condition, will change that situation, and a person will find him in the moment of grief, and vice versa. If a person is struggling, if a person is going through hard times, a time is going to come, maybe after a few days, after a few weeks, or after a few months, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change the situation, and then he will find himself in happiness. That's the nature of this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this world as such. You can't deny it, and nobody can deny it. And it was the same from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and it will be the same till the end of this time, meaning till the end of till Qiyamah. Now the question is, why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created both of this? Why is it that a person does not live one type of life, you know, fully, completely? It's either happiness or it's either sadness, but it's both of them. One of the wisdom is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world has made this as a sample for us before the day of judgment, before Qiyamah. And I will explain it to you how. We all know that in this world, we cannot get everything that we desire. It's impossible. We are not going to get each and everything that we desire in this world. Why? Because Allah has not made it like that. Allah has not made this world to fulfill our desire. The place that our desires will be fulfilled is Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us all in Jannah without any reckoning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us entry in Jannatul Firdaus without reckoning. Ameen. So, do you know this moment of happiness and grief is a sample before that day? Because we know that Jannah, the characteristic of Jannah is eternal happiness, eternal comfort, never-ending comfort. You know, the happiness and the comfort that we are going to get in Jannah is eternal. It's not going to end. And it's unimaginable. We can't even imagine. وَفِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِيهِ الْأَنفُسُ وَتَلَذُّ الْأَعْيُنُ. Whatever your desire would be, your desire will be fulfilled in Jannah. So Jannah, the characteristic of Jannah is that Jannah is a place of eternal happiness and eternal comfort, never-ending comfort. And on the other hand, Jahannam is a place, and the characteristic of Jahannam is that it's eternal grief and sorrow. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from it. So the characteristic of Jahannam is that if a person is in Jahannam, it's everlasting grief, everlasting discomfort, everlasting, you know, sorrow, or, you know, the punishment in Jahannam is everlasting. That's the characteristic of Jahannam. But in this world, we see both of them. We see a person, you know, a person has happiness and a person has also discomfort. A person goes through hard times as well. So that is the sample before the actual day of Qiyamah, before Jannah and Jahannam. It will be a reminder for you and me. For example, if a person in this world goes through hard times, he is suffering, so he should remember that if he is unable to bear this limited suffering in this world, how is he able to bear the punishment of Jahannam? You know, if a person is suffering, whether it, in terms of health, in terms of wealth, whatever it could be, if a person is going through these sufferings, he should remember that if a person is not able to bear this suffering, which is limited, which is for few days, how is he able to bear the punishment of Jahannam, which is everlasting, which is unimaginable? So, you know, the sorrow, the grief that we go through in this world, that will be a reminder for you and me of what is going to be coming in the hereafter. And in the similar way, you know, when we go through good times, when we go through happiness, this will also be a reminder for you and me. What is that reminder? This will be a reminder that, you know, this temporary world, when we get some happiness, you know, the bounties in this world that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it to us, when these bounties gives us so much happiness, now just imagine the bounties and the ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for us in Jannah. When we get so excited, when we are so happy, when we get the bounties in this world, when we all know that it's limited, it's going to end one day. It's either we are going to leave this world, or the thing that we've got, it might just go away from us. When these things gives us so much happiness, now just imagine the happiness and the joy, and do you know the happiness that we are going to get in Jannah. So these moments of happiness and sadness is a sample for us before the hereafter, before the Jannah and Jahannam. So my brothers, we all will go through these times. There will be some moments in our life when we feel very sad, or there will be some moments in our life when we are going through, you know, good times and we are very, very happy. Now, we should remember one thing, that both of these, happiness and sorrow, or happiness and grief, they both are the tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us by giving happiness, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us by sending some sort of calamity or by sending some sort of hard times to us. It's a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll look into the hard times first. You know, when a person is inflicted by any calamity or by any hardship, normally, you know, the tendency of us sometimes, we think that, oh, it's because of this person's sin, he is going through this hardship. For example, if we look at someone and he is suffering, he is going through hard times. So sometimes we tend to think that, oh, you know, because he was committing this sin, that's why he is going through these hard times. But we shouldn't think like that. We are not allowed to think of someone's internal condition. Who knows what's his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So if somebody is going through hard times, we should not say that, oh, because of his sin he is going through these hard times. We're not allowed to say that, because we are not aware of his internal conditions. Why? Because when a person goes through hard times, you know, it could be of three types, three categories. Number one is, you know, we'll find some people when they go through hard times, they start complaining. Shikayat karna shuru kar dete. They start complaining. Oh, why has Allah just, you know, why has Allah just put me in this condition? They start complaining. Oh, I don't deserve this. Why has Allah did this to me? I don't deserve this type of punishment. I don't deserve this type of calamity on me. We should remember, whenever any calamity befalls us, we should not have that kind of attitude. We should not have that kind of mizaj. That we always, you know, we start complaining. No. Because we should remember, when a person goes through hard times, and if he starts complaining, and if he says that, oh, why is it only me that is going through all of this? As soon as a person thinks in that way, he should remember that this is a sign that this calamity that has befallen on him is a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person says this, جب بھی انسان کے اوپر کوئی پریشانی کوئی مصیبت آتی ہے اور انسان یہ سوچے کہ اور شکایت کرنا شروع کر دے کہ یہ صرف میرے ہی ساتھ کیوں ہو رہا ہے صرف میں ہی کیوں نعوذ باللہ اور ایسے ایسے کلمات اگر کہیں جو بالکل نامناسب ہیں تو یاد رکھیں کہ یہ نشانی اس بات کی ہے کہ یہ مصیبت اللہ کی طرف سے ایک آزمائش اور یہ مصیبت اللہ کی طرف سے ایک پنشمنٹ ہے ایک سزا کے طور پر ہے It's a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should not do that. Whenever any, you know, calamity befalls us, we should think that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed it in that way. Now the second category are those people, and mashallah, majority of us, we fall in that second category. And that is that when a person goes through hard times, you know, he thinks that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though he is going through discomfort, even though he is going through these hard times, but he realizes that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing me. It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the moment when a person realizes that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he bears patience on it, then this is a sign that this you know, these hardships and these sufferings that he is going through, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving his sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving his sins through these hard times. And mashallah, we find majority of us, we think in that way, alhamdulillah, that when any calamity befalls us, we think that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we try to bear patience on it. We try to do sabr on it. So this is a sign that these hardships and these calamities are, you know, a means of his sins getting forgiven. And the third category are those people who does not just think that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who does not just do sabr on it, but they go a step beyond it, where they thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving them what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, and not putting them in a worse condition. I'll give you an example. If a person is suffering through illness, he knows that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing him. He's happy on the taqdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's bearing patience on it. And at the same time, he is also thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the other ni'mah that he's enjoying. For example, the ability for him to breathe. The fact that he is alive still. So he's thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on all the other ni'mah that he's enjoying on. And you should remember, if a person thinks in that way, This should be our target. If a person thinks it in that way, this is a sign that he is the close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person thinks it in that way, this will not be a, this will not just be a means of his sins getting forgiven, but in fact, this calamity will make his status even more higher in Jannatul Firdaus. His status will be elevated in Jannah. That's the third category. So this is that category that we should all try and fit in. And subhanAllah, you know, we all know the things that has been going around in Palestine, the massacre, you know, the genocide that is taking, the innocent people are getting killed. And I'm sure all of us have seen the videos, the clips of them. You know, just imagine, put ourselves in that situation. Put ourselves in that situation where a child, small child, you know, get killed in front of his father. And a father takes that child out of that rubble. And what does he say? He says, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. That's the jumla, that's the statement of that father. A person loses all his family members. And then what he sees? He has a smile on his face and he says, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. So that's the sign that they are happy on the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they always rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is just amazing. You know, it reminds us of the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادُوهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. That, you know, when they are being told that the enemies have gathered upon you and they are trying to attack you and they have all gathered together, so you should fear them. When it's been said to them, what does this do? This increases their iman and they say, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is sufficient for us. So my brothers, you know, these hard times that we are going through, and we should remember one thing. We should remember one thing. We should continue doing the thing, we should continue doing what we are doing. We should never lose hope from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continue with our du'as, the activities that we are doing, you know, the effort that we are putting in, we should never stop with it. Continue doing it. Continue making dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, the du'as are never rejected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not reject the dua. We spoke this in the last gathering as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not reject the dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua. And we should remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua by looking at the whole picture of it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the supreme being. He exactly knows what is going to happen to us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is going on and we don't know. So He is all aware of what is going around. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very soon will see the victory of, you know, of the people who are just. We'll see the people, we'll see the victory of those people who are unjust. And you know, as Islam, the teaching of Islam is that we always stand with those people who are being oppressed. That's what Islam teaches us. We are not allowed to oppress anybody. You know, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one hadith says, "Ittaqi da'awat al-mazloom," that fear the prayer of a mazloom, of an oppressed. He did not say the oppressed who are Muslims. He didn't say that. He said, "Ittaqi da'awat al-mazloom." So whether a person who is oppressed, whether he is Muslim or a non-Muslim, we should always be with them. And we always condemn the oppression, whether it's from anybody. Whether it's from a Muslim or a non-Muslim. So, you know, we should continue doing what we are doing. Continue our du'as for the people who are being oppressed in Palestine and all over the world. Continue our du'as and we should all turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our worshipping, through our ibadat, through our, you know, through our sadaqat. Turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keep making du'a. And remember, never ever lose hope. Never ever lose hope. You know, the biggest enemy of ours is that when we lose hope from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That will be our biggest enemy. So we should never lose hope from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep hope in the mercy, in the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we'll see the haqq will prevail. The truth will prevail. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to act upon what has been said. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Wa akhir da'awana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.